B. Reading and Culture. Read and answer the questions. Each Saturday, after he has mowed the lawn and also taken out the rubbish, Toby gets his pocket money from his mum and dad. He gets 5 whole pounds, but if he does his jobs especially well, then sometimes he gets an extra pound too. He often uses his pocket money to buy a few sweets for himself and for his sister too, or he puts it into the new piggy bank where he is rapidly collecting quite a fortune, or so his mum says anyway. When he's saved up enough money, he's going to buy some rare coins off the internet for his collection. Toby has always been fascinated by coins. He and his dad sometimes collect new ones when they go on holiday. He can't quite put his finger on the reason, but it's something to do with the history attached to them, and also how lovely they are to look at. Almost every country has its own money or currency, and each coin is a little bit different. Toby's favourite coins are dinars from Algeria or rubles from Russia. His uncle is a journalist and travels regularly for work. If Toby remembers to ask him politely, actually his uncle says he badgers him about it, then sometimes he brings him back a new coin from faraway places that Toby hasn't even heard of. Once, his uncle brought him back a note. At first, Toby was disappointed that it wasn't a coin, but then when he looked more closely, he saw how beautiful and interesting the note was, and so he gave it his seal of approval, and now he's also collecting notes as well as coins. China was apparently one of the first countries to start using paper notes as money, and so Toby was thinking that something else he could do with his money, if he saves carefully, is travel to China himself one day. He'd like to experience the country that invented paper money firsthand and try to find some rare old notes so that he will really have an impressive collection.